Well, this year there have been at least 29 stonings and 19 shootings reported by the Intercape bus company. Earlier, last week rather, two Intercape bus drivers were shot at along the N2 in the vicinity of Nyanga. One was wounded in the leg and stomach, causing his bus to roll down an embankment, while the others were unharmed. Last Sunday evening, a bus driver was shot and wounded outside Intercape's depot in Airport Industria, and in April, a driver was shot dead also outside Cape Town Depot. Jacques Marais is a partner at Adams and Adams and attorneys for Intercape. Joins me on the line now. Jacques, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. Thank you very much.
What are we attributing all these incidents to?
Africa, it ultimately comes down to commercial interests in long-distance transport industry. And in fact, it has been going on for some time. The first incidents reported go back to 2019, and we've seen an increase in 2021 and now a sharp increase in 2022 of these very violent attacks on buses, and in particular on Intercape's buses. And the explanation, we think, is relatively simple. Intercape has refused to accede to certain unlawful demands, essentially extortionary demands in relation to how they operate their business. And they have essentially stood up and said, well, we can't accede to these unlawful demands, and they're paying the price for it. And we've seen it in the sense that Intercape is really the one company that's being targeted more than any other bus company, and is facing, as I said, increasing violent attacks.
What are these demands, which are unlawful, being made by whom?
Yes, and that's, of course, where it becomes difficult. The demands are made by representatives of certain elements in the taxi industry, and in this instance, mostly in the Eastern Cape, but also now, as you could have seen from your examples, also in the Western Cape. And the demands essentially are centered around pricing. There are demands for Intercape to accede to certain pricing that's prescribed. There are demands around no-go zones. So essentially areas and towns in the Eastern Cape where the demand is that Intercape should not operate at all. And there are demands also for reducing the number of buses that Intercape puts on certain routes. And so you can clearly see the intention behind it all is to carve out for certain, as I said, elements in the taxi industry, certain routes that might be regarded as profitable and where Intercape is certainly not seen to be welcome. And it is Intercape's decision not to accede to these demands, to report them to the police, to the NAT joint, to the Minister of Police nationally, to the various ministers of police provincially, and to call for them to step up and to deal with the perpetrators of this criminality. And we think that it's reached the point where there is more than enough hard evidence that implicates, as I said, certain elements of the taxi industry, but also very specific individuals who we believe should be investigated, should be arrested, and should be sentenced to long jail sentences ultimately for the crimes that they've committed. And Intercape has appealed, and you would have seen to the Western Cape Parliament, but also to all the law enforcement agencies to come forward and to assist them. And there's been some frustrations in that regard, and mostly on the side of actually catching these criminals and prosecuting them for their crimes.
Well, why do you think Intercape is the one bus service that is being targeted? Why not Greyhound? Why not Translux and other long-distance serving bus companies?
Well, I think, I mean, they can possibly speak for themselves on that. But what we do know is that Intercape is a very large, very successful and a bus company and operates across South Africa and certainly is a threat for those who might be offering a service that is inferior and where passengers and the public would simply prefer to use Intercape service. And so one could speculate around that. Africa, I don't have the facts, or I'm not in a position to really comment on the other bus companies. But what we do know is that the evidence that has been gathered by Intercape and that has been given to law enforcement agencies should really by now lead to a coordinated effort, and both at a provincial level and at a national level, really to bring this to a stop.
Let's drill down on those efforts that you'd like to see from the various parties you've highlighted. The Western Cape Mobility MEC, Dylan Mitchell, 4 days ago, saying that extortion targeting long-distance buses must be dealt with as a matter of urgency. We know that the Western Cape Parliament, the provincial legislature, the Committee on Transport has also had a meeting regarding this matter. What should be this coordinated effort that you think should be embarked on now to ensure the safety not only of your drivers and your personnel, but ultimately your customers?
Yes. So, of course, it's important for expressions of support. It's important for there to be meetings and discussions at various levels. But ultimately, what really needs to happen is that there needs to be a coordinated law enforcement effort that leads to arrests. There's been various comments around facilitation of discussion, mediation between different parties, and so on. But the reality is, whilst all those things are very important, and where there is certainly a need for discussion and facilitation between law-abiding taxi representatives and representatives of the long-distance bus industry, what cannot happen is facilitation and mediation between those who are perpetrating crimes and law-abiding operators. And at that level, it's not so much a question of having meetings and having discussions. It's simply a question of the various law enforcement agencies, both provincially and nationally, to coordinate and to bring the criminals to book. And at that level that we think that very urgent action is required, because as you would have seen, these incidents now happen on a extremely regular basis. So the situation is and continues to be absolutely crucial. Not a day can be lost. And look, we are encouraged to see that there is movement. There's more and more actors that are speaking up, both at a police level, but also at a political level. But action is required, not just discussion.
I couldn't agree more, Jacques. Thank you very much. Jacques Murray is a partner at Adams & Adams. They are the attorneys for the Intercape Bus Services, a company that has been under siege, truly. This year alone, there have been at least 29 stonings and 19 shootings reported, the latest one being that shooting along the N2 that resulted in the bus being rolling down, rather, at an embankment. I ask you, what would you like to see happening to ensure the safety not only of the bus drivers and their suppliers, but more importantly the customers and you and I who are using the roads? 021-446-0567, your WhatsApp messages to 072-567-1567. There would have been other vehicles on that intersection of the Jeschaveld and N2, and as that bus was rolling down the embankment, drivers who are on their way to town would have been affected without a doubt. What do you want done? What you would like to see done by law enforcement, by government, to address this persecution, really?